there is a point where you drive out. It can be I-70, the New York State Thruway through Cleveland, I-80, I-90, I-40.
Yeah, down south.
And you go to the west of the Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
And you're in the summer, and your father and mother are explaining the wackoness of daylight savings time. They don't do it here, and you're like, your head is spinning.
Right.
My head's still spinning. After all these years.
Liliana Byington, she joins us here from Bloomberg News. Here's the headline I love. Daylight savings time oversight falls to an unprecedented agency. First of all, Liliana, I love daylight savings time, and I think most people do. But talk to us about what's going on in Washington. There's some talk about maybe ending it. So how's that playing out?
Yeah, back earlier this year, the Senate passed legislation that would make daylight saving time permanent across the U.S.
That's nice.
So it would stop there. You wouldn't have to change your clocks twice a year anymore. So that is still waiting in Congress, though. Hasn't been brought up in the House, although there has been a bipartisan interest to do that. So there's this long-held debate, as you know, and more Americans support kind of welcoming this idea of just one time setting year-round, not changing your clocks, but what we found last week was this new report that came out that the Transportation Department is the one that oversees time zones, and it's not really prepared for oversight of time change requests and overseeing time as it is supposed to.
Yeah, because I think the Transportation Department, you know, makes sure the trains run on time. What do they know about, you know, kind of this type of analysis? I mean, where are we? What's the time frame? Might this play out, barring any move from Congress?
Yeah, so the Transportation Department, you think of transportation, overseeing planes, trains, and automobiles, but it also, all those things, time is pretty consequential to.
Yep.
The moving of freight, the moving of people. So they've long overseen the observance of time zones, but this report says, you know, they're maybe not doing the best job. There's ways that they should be improving that. And so this kind of puts another hurdle in the path of people who want to see permanent daylight savings time or an ending to daylight saving time. So this would be another issue for that if the agency that's supposed to oversee it isn't doing a great job.
Let's cut to the chase. I got a friend. They have 485 acres, small plot, out in West Lafayette, Indiana, near Purdue. Farmer Wurspan is out there. And their head is spinning over daylight savings time, where I think if you have daylight savings time, the sun sets like it's London, like
right.
10 p.m.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
Where's
about.
Where's agriculture fit into this? The romance of being on the acreage of Farmer Wurspan as they look at their 70 cows. Where does the agriculture fit into this debate?
Yeah, it does. People want to, some are very against this and some are for it. It would change when you would see the light, and it would lead to, for some, darker mornings during the winter. But there are a lot of proponents and people against both on both sides of it.
Daylight saving time. I think that's
savings
DST.
Time.
Yeah, that's
it was
good.
Named in honor of the great economist Thomas Savings
exactly.
at Texas A&M.
So, Liliana, I mean, you know, what has to happen for this to go one way or the other? Either it to be daylight saving time to be permanent or one way or the other. Does it have to be from Congress?
Yeah, a number of states have, in the past few years, already passed laws that would put them on permanent
right.
saving time if federal law allows it. So they're just waiting for Congress to make a move. But that hasn't happened yet, although we have seen action in the Senate.
Are the farmers blocking this?
I haven't heard as much from the farmers. I've more heard things from people who say that it would affect sleep and that people going to work in the morning and heading to school wouldn't like it being darker outside.
Well, there's some serious auto accident issues. I know there's been
yep.
great
yeah.
research. Liliana, thank you for the clinic. Liliana Byington with Bloomberg Government here on daylight savings time.